right, the next case is Dirks versus Schumati. Again, the next case is Dirks versus Schumati. You may approach.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May it please the court, my name is Ben Murray. I'm here on behalf of appellants Dean and Michelle Dirks. In this matter, we're here on the appeal of a motion to dismiss by the Gates County District Court. My clients were grandparents seeking grandparent visitation pursuant to 43-1802, which allows grandparents to seek visitation first if they meet one of three criteria. One, child's parents are deceased. Two, the marriage of the parents has been dissolved or there's a dissolution pending. Or three, the parents of the minor child have never been married but paternity is established. And then if the grandparents clear one of those hurdles, we go to step two, which is a hearing with evidence by affidavit of the beneficial nature of the grandparent-child relationship and whether it's, if it's in the best interest of the child to continue or to have visitation. In this case, my clients initially met that hurdle because the parents had been divorced. So between the filing of the application for visitation and an order, the biological father relinquished his parental rights and the child was subsequently adopted by a stepfather. After the adoption happened, a motion was to dismiss was filed by the appellees, and that motion was granted, and the court's decision and the appellee's argument was essentially based on this court's decision in Muzzy v. Ragon, which I'm sure I'm pronouncing wrong, 20 Nebap 669. We disagree. And there's a distinct difference between this and Muzzy. In Muzzy, the grandparents sought visitation under the third criteria that the parents had never been married. After the application, but before an order, parents ran off to Montana and got married. So they essentially no longer qualified to get the step two because parents weren't deceased, the marriage hadn't been dissolved, and now they could no longer claim that the parents had never been married because they ran off to Montana to get married. So they no longer qualified to even ask for grandparent visitation. In our case, regardless of the relinquishment and subsequent adoption, my clients still qualify. They still qualify to ask for visitation under the second criteria. The marriage of the parents was dissolved. The question is not moot. It still exists. They still have standing as well. And so what we're asking for is that they be allowed to get to step two, to put on evidence of a beneficial relationship and show that it's the best interest of this child to have his grandparents in his life.
Sure would have helped if they could have got that order before the father relinquished. Is there any evidence of delay in the process?
No. I think the issue was nobody had any notice that it was happening.
The relinquishment?
The grandparents didn't know. And there were some issues with, if I remember right, it's been a while, but there were some timing issues, there were some continuances, things like that. It was actually 10 months between the time that we filed the application until I believe that motion to dismiss was filed. So there was a long delay. I know it was a surprise to my clients that the relinquishment and the adoption happened.
Because no one challenges the fact that your clients had a relationship with this grandchild.
No, not at all. I mean, this child spent weeks in the summer with these people in a cabin. I mean, it was a long relationship. And, the question has come up that does that relinquishment and subsequent adoption, I guess...
Make it moot.
But the controlling case on the grandparent visitation is Peer v. Bowles. And there, they say that the legislature intended that grandparent visitation granted under these statutes not be interrupted by adoption statutes, and that biological parent's voluntary relinquishment followed by a subsequent adoption does not automatically terminate.
Except they had an order.
Yeah. But
so
also,
we're in the middle here.
But also in Pierre, when they're laying out the timing, they say that there's no question that in Pierre, if father had terminated his parental rights and son had been adopted by stepfather prior to grandparents seeking grandparent visitation.
For the commencement of the action.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it seems that in that case, that's where they're drawing the line.
So Pierre puts you on pretty solid ground in terms of standing.
It puts me on, yes.
The iffy area is mootness.
The iffy area is mootness, but I think we...
You I distinguish think, our Muzzy case.
Right. I apologize for that. No, but I think it's clear. It's clearly different than Muzzy. In Muzzy, they're no longer allowed to get to the second stage.
There's no question it's different, right?
Right.
I mean, it is different. It's using a different element of the statute.
And I think in our case, disregarding, I guess, what happened, they essentially still have standing under that statute. They still have standing to go in because the parents, it doesn't say, you know, biological, but they have been divorced, and so
would,
that gives them the
would they have state. Standing if they had not filed prior to the relinquishment?
No.
So
no, it would be moved.
That would be done.
Yeah, okay. I believe the line is...
They wouldn't be moved.
There would not be standing if the relinquishment...
But they would still qualify under the grandparent visitation statute.
I don't think so, because I think at that point, the point that the adoption happens... The adoptive father becomes the father under any calculus. That's the father.
But that's not in that statute. That's in a different statute.
That's in a different statute.
So then why does it matter whether it's filed or not?
Because that's what that's where the Supreme Court draws the line.
That's what Pierce says.
Well, it comes down to the definition of grandparent under
right.
the statute, right?
They would no longer be the grandparent.
They're not a parent of a minor child's biological.
Right. Yeah, so if they had waited to file until afterwards, they would no longer be considered the grandparent. But because they beat the deadline, they have standing, and because they still qualify, because the grandparent visitation statute is not to be interrupted by the adoption statutes, then it's still not moot. And it's just because of the timing that they're... allowed to get to step two. If there are no further questions, that's all I got.
There's nothing out there besides Muzzy that actually talks about they file before the relinquishment or termination, but before an order is entered giving grandparents. I mean, Muzzy and Pierre are really the only two cases we have to help guide us, I guess, on this.
Right, and I feel like... I mean, obviously, I think...
Muzzy is distinguishable.
Yeah, I think that it is. And I think that it's, at least in this case, you know, I don't want them to be barred because of courtroom delays. They sought, and we don't know if them seeking visitation is what spurred on the later adoption and relinquishment. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Koenig. Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Good afternoon.
My name is Lyle Koenig. I appear here for Rachel Shoemate. I must say that there is an incredible coincidence here today. This is the very panel that I had the last time I appeared in this court, and the only difference was that I was speaking down to you that time. I'm a lot more comfortable with this setting, I have to say. If you grant this appeal, if you grant them relief, you'll be creating new law in this state. There has never been a Nebraska case which granted grandparents visitation after the child was adopted unless there was a previous visitation order. Not one.
But we also don't have a case with these facts to guide us specifically.
Well, I think that... The Muthy case, none of us know how to pronounce that, I guess. I think it's directly in point because the case was pending in court when Bobby and Paul got married. They moved to dismiss the case, and what the court, this court said was that Meredith and Robert no longer met the statutory requirements for parent, grandparent visitation. And that is true. They did not, because they no longer met the statutory test. And so, you know, the case became moot.
So is the statutory test here that you have to meet the definition of being a grandparent? And they're no longer that?
That is right. They're no longer grandparent, Your Honor. As soon as Taylor relinquished his parental rights and Tavin was adopted by his adoptive father, at that instant, then the Dirks were no longer grandparents under the law. And because they had never received a previous visitation order, the case is simply moot.
In Pierre, the Nebraska Supreme Court says the legislature intended that grandparent visitation granted under these statutes not be interrupted by the adoption statute. So is it your position, if there had been an order in place, that could not be change unless circumstances...
It could be modified, Your Honor, but yes, that would have made all the difference. Had there been a previous visitation order in place,
so
then...
So you're asking this court to deny these grandparents access to their grandchild because of timing. They filed timely, they had standing, but you're asking us to conclude that the case is moot because the father relinquished before they got an order. If they would have received even a temporary order before the father relinquished, you might have a little bit more difficult position. Would you agree?
I would agree. I would agree that the result, Your Honor, is harsh. I don't deny that.
No question these grandparents had a substantial relationship with their
grandchild. Well, I don't know to what extent they had a relationship. I'm appellate counsel as well. I didn't have, you know, but the fact is that while they had standing to file, once the child was relinquished and then adopted, because they had no previous visitation order, the matter is simply moot. Under our law, it says, our law says it's moot. And every case that we have on this issue says the same thing. I mean, you will be overturning several cases, it seems to me, if you would grant this appeal.
Or distinguishing, as your opponent suggests.
Well, I don't know that you would be distinguishing anything, because you know, the I think that Pierre, to be honest with you, at least the what was quoted to you from Pierre is pure dicta. That is not part of the holding at all. If you read what Mr. Murray quoted to you and what he put in his brief, that is not part of the holding. It is pure dicta. And so I don't know that you need to distinguish Pierre at all. I don't think Pierre stands for the proposition that these people can have grandparent visitation.
So, Mr. Koenig, the grandparent statute that defines grandparent initially says that it shall not include a biological or adoptive parent of any minor child's biological or adoptive parent whose parental rights have been terminated. Is there a difference here? This father's parental rights were not terminated. I think in the normal vein of things, we think of that as, you know, you lose your parental rights because the state terminates them through court action. In this case, the father voluntarily relinquished. Is that a distinction we should be paying attention to?
No, it is not. I don't think that I don't think it's relevant to the inquiry here, because I don't think it makes any difference whether or not somebody takes his rights away or whether he voluntarily gives them up. I think the result is the same. He's no longer the parent. So what difference would it make as to how he lost his rights.
Well, in one hand, a parent might be making a decision, this is the best thing for my child to have this, the mom and the stepfather take care of the child, rather than having circumstances be so bad as in terms of the parent that the state chooses to terminate that parent's rights. There's a difference.
Oh, Your Honor, I'm not denying there's a difference. I just don't think there's a difference for our purpose here.
You don't think there's any ambiguity in this statute?
Oh, well, I far be it from me to suggest that the legislature of Nebraska created an ambiguous statute. I wouldn't want to be heard to say that. I just think that I think our law is very clear that once the father, the parent, relinquishes his rights, under our law, the grandparents are no longer grandparents, I mean after somebody adopts the child, and I just think it's very clear that, that is the situation here.
Does legislative history help us out at all here?
I don't know.
I don't recall seeing any of that in the briefing.
Neither side briefed that. Your Honor, I can't speak to that.
I guess my question is, what's the public policy reason for not allowing grandparents visitation rights when their child's parental rights have been terminated?
There could be lots of reasons, Your Honor. For example, some of the cases that were cited, one of them I'm very familiar with. By the way, I might, to make full disclosure, in the Bleca versus Rainey case, after the Supreme Court decided that, I represented Catherine in the subsequent case in Sarpy County. There's some implication of what I'm now going to tell you, and that is that there have been cases, and some of the cases that have been cited to you say this, where grandparents have tried to undermine the relationship of the parent with the child. Sometimes there's very good reasons for
that
it.
That really goes to the second prong, though.
Well, it does. Yeah. I agree with that. But you didn't get to the prong, and you can't get to the prong, not under our law, not unless you change it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a distinguishment. I think it's a change that you have to make.
Well, but once there's been a visitation order in place, as in Peer, arguably they don't meet the definition of grandparents under this statute, even when there's a visitation order in place.
Well, but if there's a visitation order, you have a completely different set of circumstances, and that is that presumably if you have a visitation order in place, at some point in time, a court of law looked at the situation and decided that the grandparents should have visitation. Mm-hmm. You don't have that here.
Right.
And so that is a preliminary step that has to be taken that wasn't taken, simply because the case is moot and can't go forward. I don't really have anything further to tell you.
Well, we appreciate what you did share with us.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. And does Mr. Murray have any time left? If you would like.
Your Honor, I would waive it unless you have any questions for me.
Anything?
No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both.
Matter is submitted. Thank you.